Take two. Jamie Friel and the Young Lady. Every Halloween, lights were seen burning in the ruined castle, and sounds of dancing and music could be heard. But no one ever went near. It was known to be a favorite haunt of the wee folk, the fairies. But one Halloween, Jamie Friel, a poor widow's son from Fannet, said, "I'm going to the castle to seek my fortune." His mother begged him not to go, but he was a brave lad, and he strode out into the moonlit night. Wild music carried on the breeze, and as Jamie drew nearer to the castle, he could also hear laughter and singing. The sounds were coming from the castle hall, where windows were ablaze with light. Jamie nervously peered in. The whole fairy host, none of them taller than a child of 5 years, were feasting and drinking, stamping their feet and dancing, while flutes and fiddles played. As soon as they spotted Jamie, the fairies shouted, "Welcome, Jamie Friel, welcome! We're going to Dublin tonight to steal a young lady. Will you ride with us, Jamie Friel?" "Yes, I will," Jamie boldly replied. So Jamie mounted a fairy horse and rode through the air with the fairy host whooping all around him. Over the roof of his mother's cottage, over hills, fields, and villages, over deep Lough Swilly, and past the spire of Derry Cathedral, until at last they reached Dublin. The fairies chose the finest house in Stephen's Green for their visit. The shimmering host halted by a window, where a beautiful girl lay sleeping. Jamie looked on in amazement as the fairy swept into the room and stole her from her bone bed. In her place they left a stick that took on her shape, but was lifeless. The fairies took turn carrying the girl as they galloped homeward across the starlit sky. "Don't I get a turn?" shouted Jamie as they whirled over the village of Tamney, not far from his mother's cottage. So they gave her to him, and he jumped from his fairy mount with the girl in his arms. The fairies pursued them, crying with rage in their high-pitched voices. Before Jamie could bundle the girl inside the cottage, they turned her into a black dog, barking and snapping, into a glowing bar of iron, into a sack of wool. But Jamie would not let go of her. At last, one tiny fairy, a tiny woman, said,
"Jamie could have her, but he shall have no good of her, for I'll make her deaf and dumb."
She sprinkled something over the girl, and the fairies rushed away into the night sky. Jamie lifted the latch and entered the cottage.
"How will we look after a lady like her?" cried his mother, when he had told her of all the night's wonders.
"I'll work for you both," said Jamie, turning to the girl. But tears were rolling down her cheeks. She could neither hear nor speak. A year passed by, and Halloween came again. Jamie decided to pay another visit to the ruined castle. As he entered the hall, he overheard the tiny woman fairy say,
"What a poor trick Jamie Friel played on us last year, stealing the girl from us. But at least we struck her deaf and dumb. But he does not know that just 3 drops from this glass in my hand would give her back her hearing and speech."
Then the fairies caught sight of Jamie and made him welcome.
"Drink our health out of this glass," cried the tiny woman.
Jamie took the glass from the fairy and darted out of the hall before the fairies knew what was happening. Jamie ran until he thought his heart would burst, and at last he reached home. There were just 3 drops left in the glass. She gave them to the girl, and right away she was herself again. She couldn't thank Jamie long enough. But naturally, she wanted to go back home to see her mother and her father. The next day, very next day, she and Jamie set off on the long walk to Dublin. It took far longer than the ferry journey, but at last they found the grand house in Stephen's Green and knocked on the door.
"The daughter of this house died a year ago," said the servants, and refused to let them in.
Jamie and the girl insisted, and finally her father came to the door, but he just said,
"My daughter is dead. Go away.
"Please leave us alone," added her mother. Then Jamie Friel spoke up and told them all about the fairies and the piece of wood they had left in the girl's bed, and at last the mother and father began to believe that their daughter really had come home to them. Jamie's mother was fetched from Fannet in a coach, and Jamie and the beautiful girl he had saved from the fairies were married in a splendid wedding. The end.